listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
O'clock on the dot, ESPN 97.5. 7378037. You guys get in on this, okay? Because there is... it's not just our thought. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts, Omar Khan? What are your thoughts, Ozzie Newsome? What are your thoughts, James Harden and Luka? What are your thoughts on anything that we've discussed so far? Texans job versus other jobs. You're more than welcome to get in at 713-780-3776, the number. We're going to have a long off season of interviews and speculation and whatnot. That's for sure. But at least it's exciting this year. You remember last year? It's like, oh, Bill O'Brien's gonna be back and blah blah blah. This time last year it was like, well, actually they were in the playoffs at this time last year.
Yeah, they
with no chance to do anything.
Well, they hadn't lost they're about to beat Buffalo, right?
Yeah, they were about to beat Buffalo with one of the worst performances in NFL history for three quarters,
and then go up 24-0 on the
Chiefs. We were in New Orleans for a wedding or something. We were in New Orleans and we're watching it at a bar, and I was like, "Man, 24." I was wrong about this. I was wrong. I picked the Chiefs to win this game. I was wrong, and then I was right.
Yeah,
but I didn't feel good about being right.
You know, it's funny with the Chiefs.
I was okay with being wrong.
Yeah, I was fine with it. With the Chiefs, this year a lot. At the halftime, you could say, I was wrong with this game. And then you say, but I was right in the second half, unless it's against point spread.
You can be wrong and right at the same time.
Or you could be right and wrong, depending on point spread.
Yeah, right. That happens a lot, too.
There's what I call the game within the game.
Right. Do you think Gilbert's
there's very little chance he's
awake. Let's see if Gilbert's on, though.
Did we talk to him yesterday?
No, we didn't. He snored the whole
time. What kind of weirdo stuff was he doing yesterday where he'd call us and immediately fall asleep?
Immediately.
You think he has narcolepsy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, he does have narcolepsy. He absolutely does.
He does?
Yeah. No. You can't dial a phone.
You have to.
And then fall asleep.
And he has bad sleep apnea.
Yeah. All of those things. But you know why he has narcolepsy?
Gilbert's not
You know
healthy.
Why he's tired all the time? Because of his sleep apnea.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've got a machine. It's supposed to help this morning. Boy, I was tired as hell, but now I'm jacked.
Now
I'm jacked.
Well, you're jacked because
Is that
Gilbert again? Gilbert, let's get him in. Let's see if he's up. Hey, Gilbert.
How you doing, gentlemen? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Gilbert. We had a real problem with you yesterday. I'm serious about this. You called us yesterday and we immediately went to you and you were immediately asleep. How does that happen where you call, make a phone call, and then fall asleep?
Oh, watching that game yesterday, that Texans game made me sleep all day.
The Texans from Sunday made you sleep all day.
That was actually
yesterday.
One of their more exciting games this
year. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I'm
a big ESPN fan anyway, Texas ESPN fan anyway. Oh, by the way, the Texans are going to win the division series 2025.
What?
The Texans
25 anyway. Okay, if you don't like it, better vote next week. All right, talk to you later.
What do you need? He said. Whoa, what do you need?
Wait a minute. The Texans are going to win what in 25?
The Super Bowl.
The Texans are going to win the Super Bowl in 2020. I mean, listen, and if you don't like it, lump it. What did you say?
You don't like it? Go some other group from other team like the Cowboys. Something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, talk to you later.
No. Wait.
What you need?
What you need?
Save it. Do you remember? I don't know if I want to play this game, but.
Yes,
do you remember?
I called Dell. I'm going to go, Dell, what you need?
Gilbert, do you remember when, I know this is really probably not smart, but
what?
I was at the other radio station, Gilbert, and you called me one time, and I was showing off your ability to get, you know, songs from the 70s and celebrity deaths and stuff like that, For people who don't know, you know all those. You're great. Like, what was the number one hit song in 1976? Gilbert?
Gilbert's not.
He really was done with you.
Sleep at me, I got him.
What do you need?
What do you need? What do you need?
But then he was like, I don't need you.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Bye.
I asked him one time when I would. Bye. I said, Gilbert knows all the deaths of celebrities. And I said, Gilbert, do you have a prediction of when I will die? He goes, yeah. Without missing a beat, I think he said 2027.
Ooh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah. That's scary.
That is scary. No, that's scary.
Without missing a beat.
My goodness.
I know, so I don't.
Well, you better live.
No, that makes you nervous, doesn't it?
Right.
Because Gilbert does have.
Well, up to say you got 7 good years. I mean.
I feel like I'm kind of burning them up here with you and Dell.
Well, and you know, all
sitting in a chair all day
all
watching
player comp.
Safeties from Pitt.
Yeah. No. You don't need that. 7378037776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk Rockets after we get Troy in here. Hey, Troy.
Hey, guys. Good morning, sports.
What do you say?
I was wondering, I really wanted to talk about why we are. I mean, for one, I don't have a lot of faith in the Texans organization as far as the moves that they've made in the past, you know, to as far as in the future. But I see that the Chargers are interviewing Eric Bieniemy, and we haven't interviewed him yet or – you know, any top class coach as of right now. So I don't have that much faith in the organization right now.
Well, that's well founded. I mean, I did see somebody tweeted out, I can't trust whatever they're going to draft, or I can't trust any of their free agent moves because, listen, you're going to get a new GM in here. How can you not trust a guy that you don't even know who it's going to be? This, if they make, I will say this, talking about Ozzie Newsome, interviewing Omar Khan, even bringing in a Lewis Riddick, talking to Lonzo, and whether I think Zoe is going to get it, he's going to get an interview. Talking to as many
Trent
people.
Trent Kirshner, who is a really good prospect from Seattle.
Requesting a Joe Brady interview.
Yeah.
Troy. I'm very surprised at how well this is going.
Yeah, but these are – you could literally – you could just – yeah, I mean, these are the names
that
you should be talking to.
You should be. That's right. Yeah. Well, did you trust that that was going to be
the
case?
Ideal of Brian Schottenheimer, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well
– I haven't heard his – but he's still – I saw odds for the next Texans head coach – they actually had Daboll down at 12-1, which I think is pretty good odds. But they had Schottenheimer pretty high up there. And I know it's because his name came out as a possible Texan, you know, head coach. So they're just throwing it out there for the odds. Eric Bieniemy is number one. But Eric Bieniemy is number one for like 3 jobs in the odds.
Yeah.
So
yeah. You know. And that's going to be the case. And the fact that they haven't talked to Bieniemy yet doesn't mean that they won't. Listen, Bieniemy might find, hey, listen, we haven't ranked it, but with the Chargers in this now, okay, rank the jobs with the Chargers in this deal.
Mm.
You got your quarterback of the future for sure.
You got some defensive players, although they've been very hurt. You know, the Chargers, you don't really have a great fan base or infrastructure in LA, which is a problem. You do have a good young quarterback on a rookie deal for a while. Which is a big deal.
You've got cap space with $31 million.
Yeah.
You've got your 13th overall pick. You've got...
It's gonna really turn into what you value. If you value a guy who you think can win right away, which I'm not sure that's not Justin Herbert. I don't know how you can watch this year and say... Although, a lot of times, quarterbacks... Remember how we forget sometimes that Baker Mayfield was good his first year.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then look what happened. Yeah. So we don't. Well, let's see how it works out with Justin Herbert, but I mean that job looks like an attractive job. Jag's job looks like an attractive job. Although I'm not sure that Trevor Lawrence is a generational talent. That phrase is thrown out there. He has generational traits, but we haven't seen consistent greatness over a full year or 2 years. But yeah, I'll take my chances with a guy that
has that arm, that size, that speed outside of the pocket, that pedigree, yeah, I'll definitely take my chances. Yeah. But I don't think it's a lock he's going to be better than Deshaun Watson.
No, no. Hell no. Deshaun's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Why would you? That's certainly not a lock. That's certainly not a lock. All right, 713-780-3776. We didn't get to the Rockets in this segment. We will. But we had Gilbert. So instead of Rockets talk, you had Gilbert. But we can talk about the Rockets. And we can take all your calls at 713-780-3776.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Can't get off this Texans talk. Y'all want to talk about it? 713-780-3776. Adrian is here. He wants to get in on the show. What do you say, Adrian?
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Last night, I was listening to the late ESPN, you know, the midnight and after. From what I understand is the Jacksonville job was pretty high up there. But my question is, Shao Kahn come out last night and said he's going to have his hands and he wants to be in on all draft talk and final player talk on who to hire, who to cut. Does that make that job more interesting now to a GM? Or does that drop them down to the bottom?
Hell no.
Peace.
Hold on. Did he say he wants to be in on who to cut? Like, who to hire? He wants to be more involved in the initial process of the hiring.
He said he wants to be in. According to Adrian, I didn't hear Shad Khan say this, but he says that he wants to be in on on draft process and free agent process.
Well, I'm looking at the quote right now. It's on Pro Football Talk. I kept the roster control and the candidates, the general manager candidates. I've been talking to them that for the immediate future, I don't know how that sentence is written correctly. I've been talking to them that for the immediate future, I'm going to keep the roster control, and I want the coach to know that also.
Wow.
That's
a problem.
That's a problem.
So he's told GMs that he wants roster control, and the coach will know that too.
Oh, no. See?
Yeah, well, that's a big problem. No good. The good candidates won't go. Although you'll always go thinking, I can talk them into whatever I want. That's not Cal Kahn.
No, thank God. If Cal said that, I'm going to move.
Where are you going to go?
I'm moving.
You got a place
in
mind?
I just don't
want
to be in a city where Cal has roster control.
Well, this is the second time one of you has made some crazy statement about the Texans affecting your life. Like, Lance said he would quit if Jack Easterby became, you know, a GM type, and now you're saying if Cal got involved, you'd move?
No, if Cal has roster control, yes, I'm moving. I don't want to live in a city. I don't want to live in a world. In a world. You know what? I'm going to move from the world.
You live in a city where James Harden has roster control.
I know. I'm fine with James Harden. James Harden knows his step back threes, okay?
It's the same James Harden who wanted Russ over Chris Paul?
It's the same one that wanted to get rid of Russ. Okay? And it's the same one that wants to get out of here.
Did he? Or did Russ find out that James wanted out and said, I'm leaving too?
I'm not sure about that. No one knows that. But here's the deal is, yes, I'd much rather have James Harden with roster control than Cal. As a matter of fact, I'd much rather have Gilbert with roster control.
We got this.
Oh, hold on.
No, that's not. No.
You insulted him a little bit. Yeah. You got a little out of order yourself.
Pass over that. Don't even acknowledge that. Eric says, I am all for the Texans interviewing Omar Khan. Then they can truly become the Steelers of the South.
Someone's really leaning in for a song.
Wait a minute.
No. That's why I didn't want to give Dell the heads up. Let's move on to the next thing.
Steelers of the South.
Do you want the Texans to be the Steelers of the South, Lance?
Well.
Do you? I'm asking.
I don't want them.
Doesn't matter what you want.
Steelers of the South. We are the Steelers of the South. But we are the Texans. Look at us go. Run the ball. First down. Run the ball. Hang a banner, Steelers of the South. You're Texans, Steelers of the South. First, that's a
You hover above rain.
Oh, you have to play that one. That's not Steelers of the South.
Them hogs real songs nice
of the I don't want I'm songs of the Brent South on
now. Gonna throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass.
Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels, keep everybody what? In bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
Songs of the South are awesome.
Raining down death on us.
Right. And I keep everybody
not
in
what
keep
a great bondage. Song, JJ. Keep that's not a great song,
keep
Jerry.
Everybody in bondage. Bondage.
That's fights. That school fight songs. That? Forcing the old, for those who like forcing the players song. To sing the school song.
All right, let's talk a little Rockets basketball. Rockets lose last night, 2-3 now on the season after missing a game.
James had a big game yesterday.
White James did have a big game yesterday. We call him Luca, and you know what? The similarity they really are. I mean, their games are similar. It's going to the basket, being able to score.
Stat
and the thing
lines,
about Luka is,
what they're asked to do.
I mean, James will run by guys. Luka kind of he's slow, but he somehow gets past you, and he somehow gets a shot
now
up.
James has a phenomenal first and second step. Luka is, he doesn't blow by you. He just is kind of weaselly.
Yeah. No, it's amazing how he gets the shots up and
he's a precise route runner.
Well, yeah, no. I mean,
James is actually a precise route runner. Like he plays the angles. Luka has to freestyle to get there.
Well, Luka has the size on him where
a little bit more.
He can get up shot, get shots up.
Although James is such a broad, strong guy.
Yeah. But and James can attack you from any way. He can even use, you know, his right hand.
Luka. He's a phenomenal finisher.
They both are.
Yeah.
They really both are.
Yeah.
But White James got the better of it last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question about it. And quite frankly, well, Tim Hardaway Jr. was spectacular.
What did you call him?
White James.
He's not White James.
That's his new nickname. That's what they're calling him.
No one calls him that.
The streets are calling him that.
Yeah.
The streets aren't calling anyone White James.
The streets are calling. That's one of the things they're calling him on Xbox right now is White James on Reddit.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
You're lying, sir.
That's what I saw.
So, yeah, White James got the better of it last night. But you know what? The Mavericks are better.
Can you tell?
Are they? 3-4 versus 2-3.
Well, when Porzingis comes back.
I think they will be when Porzingis gets back. I think they'll be similar potentially. If James is with the Rockets a whole year, I don't know that the Mavericks are going to be any better. I just think the Mavericks have more upside trajectory because I think it's less likely that James stays healthy the whole year while he wants to be traded. And then John Wall, you know, you have to see if he's going to stay healthy. Boogie Cousins. I do feel good about Wood. You know, Joel.
Phrasing.
I do feel good about Christian.
Not too late for that now.
I do feel good about Christians.
Not too late.
So.
Monty's going to love that one.
So already Joel is getting heat for. Just take the L on.
Oh.
On Rafael Stone. Take the L. He's already getting people.
Well,
hit him up on Twitter.
Hey. I like Rafael Stone's start. I will say that.
That was a hell of a move.
Yeah. Christian Wood was a great move. Christian Wood can play. Rafael Stone recognized it. Rafael Stone went and got him. Took a chance, giving him $41 million.
Rafael Stone has one at bat, and it was at least a double, run. But it's probably a homer.
It's a home run,
especially with what you paid. Your next at bat comes up, and it's your biggest at bat.
Yeah, with the bases loaded in the game.
Bases loaded, game online is James. Yeah. And we'll see what you come up with.
Yeah. I do like that he hasn't. You know what? He hasn't flinched.
But he's got a 2-2 count. Like, it's still a pitcher's count.
James wanted out right away, though. And you know what? Hold on, James. Get into camp. And
you know what O'Brien said?
When we get a job, you know what O'Brien said? We'll get a deal done.
Get him out of here. That's what he did with he just decided, I got to get this guy out. Get this guy out by any means necessary. It's okay to want guys out, but you have the patience to get the right offer.
Is there any chance that Bill O'Brien has helped Rafael Stone? Immensely, seeing what you can't do.
I don't know. I'd be interested.
Seeing the bad moves that he made, Rafael Stone's like, I'm going to wait. And I'm going to get the best possible deal.
Be real
and
here.
I ain't going to be We don't make knee-jerk decisions. Yes, you. Bill O'Brien was knee-jerk.
Yeah.
He was the king of knee-jerk.
But let's be real about this. If you are a GM candidate, if you become a GM, you should already know that you don't make those kind of – you should already know that you're patient and you find the right deal. That should be common sense.
Yeah, but you were so close to it right here, and guess what?
I am interested if he has any sense of sports outside of the basketball, because – It's hard to ignore what happened with DeAndre Hopkins and the deal that was made. It's hard to ignore that if you just are a general sports fan.
No, he absolutely would. He absolutely knows what, and he absolutely knows how stupid it was. Everybody in sports knows how stupid it was. It was the dumbest, one of the dumbest trades in history. One of the dumbest trades in history. So no, and he's right here. It would be impossible.
Wait, which dumb trade?
The DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Where does the Tunsil one rank?
Well, that's, you know.
That second dumbest trade?
All of his dumb trades.
Okay.
You are right here with a front row seat if you're in Houston for Bill O'Brien's dumb trades. So if you're the guy that's got to make the trade, you're like, and it, you know what? It might be a bad thing. Remember Jeff Leno, how he actually wouldn't pull the trigger on anything at trade deadline.
He's terrified.
He was terrified to do anything. You know what? If I'm Rafael Stone,
he did the smart thing on Kyle Tucker, though. Who knew?
He absolutely did.
It looks like it.
And you know what? He did the smart thing with Justin Verlander, and it came down to 1 minute left in the game, but he got the job done in the final minute.
I'm glad he's our.
But if I'm a,
I'm glad he's our GM.
If I'm James pulling Clint's the trigger right now,
wait, what?
If I'm pulling,
he's still there, right?
I'm pulling. If I'm
Leno?
No. If I'm pulling the trigger right now on any trades anywhere near the city of Houston, I'm like, I got to think this one out, okay? Okay, I am not going to do anything until I really, really think this over.
Yeah, but this is really a situation where you got a house that you want to move and you want to get the most, because if you sell this house for under, you want to get at least market value for it. If you sell it under market value, yeah, you're losing a lot of equity.
Yeah.
So you can't do that. You're going to keep it on the market. It's really just like selling a house. You need to keep it on the market until you get the right offer. Don't panic. Wait until you get the right offer.
Wait till you find the house that you want to buy.
Yeah.
You got to find the house that you want to buy before you sell this house. Or, like, before you quit this job that you hate, make sure you got another job and a good job before you do
that. Yeah, Lance. Remember that advice.
Yeah, Lance.
Before you quit this job that you hate.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Before you quit this job.
Yeah.
Make sure you have another one lined up.
Yeah, with people that you like to work with.
Yeah. Since you said you're burning your years here because Gilbert predicted your death.
It's because of you.
Yeah.
I didn't predict your death. Gilbert did.
Gilbert did. Well, he knew. Let's get JJ in here. He wants to talk about the Texans. Hey, JJ. JJ, you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I was calling to talk about Brian Daboll, man. You know, as when Bill O'Brien first got fired, you know, everybody was talking about Eric Bieniemy, and I love that choice as well. But, man, you just got to love what Brian Daboll has done with the Bills offense and Josh Allen, man. You know, he's really turned Josh Allen around as far as his play is going. And also, I would like to know what Lance thinks about Marquez Stevenson out of Houston, maybe coming to Houston, maybe in the fourth or fifth round, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think Marquez is not going to go as early as some people at Houston think. He's got some work to do, but he's going to run into 4-3s. And when he does, he's going to heat up again. I think he might go in a third. But, yeah, as the new Kiki QT, I would have no problem with that. The new slot guy who you have but you do need to start getting some bigger receivers, though. Like, Marquez is a small guy. So you got to start getting guys with a little better size on the outside. But I wouldn't have a problem with looking at Stevenson. He's not lasting until the fifth. I mean, that's not going to happen. I've still got kind of a developmental grade on him because I still think there are things he needs to work on. I don't think he'll be a Texan, though, but just because I think they're going to look for bigger outside receivers because that's one of the things they need. I mean, they got Brandon Cooks. Brian Daboll, I don't have a problem with him as a football coach. He's worked under Nick Saban and been there. He's been with Bill Belichick. You know, he was a wide receivers coach for New England with Bill Belichick. He's been there. He worked at Kansas City, but before what's his name, Andy Reid got there. But he spent a lot of time with Belichick. He spent a year with Nick Saban where he was the offensive coordinator, And then he's been working with, and he's done a great job with Josh Allen. He's got a good resume. You know what? You know what he gets hit on? People don't know if he looks like a head coach. Yeah. Have you seen him? Yeah. Yeah. Like he's kind of a shorter round guy. Yeah, like, yeah. And that's really
the same with Greg Roman.
Yeah, Greg Roman takes some of the same hits. Yep. Yeah. Yep. And that's stupid to me. I mean, that's dumb. Either a guy's a head coach or he's not. I think JJ's I think Brian Daboll is a good candidate.
Don't you want a handsome head coach though? I mean,
like who?
O'Brien? No.
Who's out there? Do you like, consider Robert Saleh?
Like Marina Baccarin?
Look at this. I just got a text.
She's not a football coach.
I just got a text
coach.
Right here. Daboll, like boo. This is also from a lifelong Josh Allen hater, and he's upset that he missed on Josh Allen, and he probably owes me a steak for it.
Well,
I don't know.
The credit that Daboll gets for Josh Allen, I mean, it's not like you need it. Sure, you want Deshaun to keep getting better, but it's not like you have a young quarterback here who isn't reaching his potential.
No, so, but you, so you want a guy who
that's fine, but yeah. His development of Josh Allen means less to me because you already have a guy. What I would think is, can he lead guys?
Yeah, that's really the important thing. Head coach still needs to be. The only reason that Joe Brady is exciting to me is that I think he's a special offensive mind. But I am with you, though, Dell. I'm not going to back off of that. I do think the most important thing is to get leadership in a building, and a lot of times it comes from head coach. But if you hired a GM and let them hire the coach, I think the fear is you might miss out on the coach if you don't start hiring, if you don't start recruiting coaches right now to your place because there's so many open. And really, frankly, they're jobs where either you have Herbert or you're going to get Lawrence or you may get Fields. Now, there's some intriguing quarterback in jobs, not
now,
just
that
Deshaun.
Would be more attractive for a Daboll, right? If you get Lawrence or you get Fields.
If you're hiring Daboll, you can say, hey.
See,
look.
I think watching the tape, I still think Deshaun is more interesting than Fields. Even though you reset.
Yeah, no, but I'm talking about development. I mean, you saw him develop Josh Allen. So, you know, you want a guy who can develop.
This just in, coaches don't want to have to develop guys.
No, but
they like when they have guys that can play.
But guess what? You're going to have to. He's a young guy. 829 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come hang.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 832 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, the number to call in here on ESPN 97.5. You had gas last night, huh?
No, there was a gas leak.
Oh.
And I walked outside, I'm like, and it was bad. I'm like, wife, you need to call, because, you know, my wife works out every morning like a maniac. I said, you need to call the gas people because it is bad outside. I went and smelled ours and the neighbors, and I couldn't hear it. And it turns out there was this hit and run driver on Richmond. It was a minor hit and run that he was running away from at full speed and then lost control at Richmond Hillcroft area. And, hit a tree and killed himself. Lost control, hit, and guess jacked up a gas line. And you could smell it like over a 1 mile radius. That's how bad it was.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got no gas now.
I'm not gassy.
You're not gassy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's good to know that you're not gassy. 713-780-3776, the number. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you're more than welcome to do that. But yesterday, big day. I mean, Omar Khan interviewed. Ozzie Newsome was a talk. Whether or not Ozzie Newsome would be a guy that if he would take it over, that's another story. Whether or not he would be amenable to coming here after all those years with the Ravens and Browns and Ravens organization. That would be totally sweet if he would. But we have no indication that he will. But that is a name that, man, I'm telling you, I'm kind of excited. I was thinking that they were going to do the same thing and that you're going to hire, I don't know, maybe to just end up Jack Easterby. Let's just settle for Jack Easterby.
You mean actually other guys other than the names expected you're excited about? Because I am too. Well, it's just like, oh my God, the Texans asked for permission to speak with a real. The fact that Alonzo Highsmith, Trent Kirshner, who's another candidate that we're talking about for GM? Maybe Ozzie Newsome. And we haven't even heard the other names. Omar Khan, Cohen from Baltimore. Like these are real guys. These are real guys. And
the fact that they're doing it in an intelligent and thoughtful way is really a positive for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's why it's hard to be as incompetent as they were over the last couple of years. Yeah. It really is. Like, you can just go by the book. Rick Smith went by the book and had a level of success. You know, I didn't, once again, I don't think Rick was a great GM, and I think his time had probably come and gone. He got as much as you could get out of Rick. But Rick was a competent GM. Rick understood what salary cap meant. Rick understood what you're supposed to do in the draft. Did he always do it right? No, but he understood the process. Rick understood. He never got the Texans in the kind of spot that OB did. That's because OB was literally driving a forklift when he had no license or training to drive a forklift. And so he wrecked a bunch of stuff in the warehouse. He did a bunch of stupid crap like Michael Scott. He was the Michael Scott of GMs. He was a David Brent of GMs, if you want to go to the BBC version.
I don't want that anymore. I'm really, really happy about our team right now.
I'm so happy about making sensible potential hires.
But
the bar is so low.
No. It really is. But isn't there a different? Don't you feel differently about, honestly, from this time last year with Bill and Bill O'Brien's still here and he's going to yell at everybody and it's just, and he's going to do dumb things and we're not. It just seems like. And everybody you just dislike the organization. You know what? I think it's a more likable organization right now.
Yeah.
I really do.
It's definitely addition by subtraction. Yeah. You have one of the worst rosters in the football right now. It's just true. I'm sorry if y'all don't like that. It's just true. We can just go down it, and it becomes very, very evident because you aren't even sure about the offensive line anymore. So we have one of the worst rosters in football. From a complete 53, yes. It's one of the worst. J.J. Watt is on the back end of his time with the Texans. He'll be gone, and he's the best player on the defensive line, probably the best player on the defensive front, including Zach Cunningham. So it's not – you have no secondary to speak of. You really don't. You basically have no secondary. You have no running backs. Your best wide receiver is going to be gone probably. Your second best, Brandon Cooks, is fine. That's fine. You have a good quarterback. You don't have much, and yet it's just like the idea that somebody, instead of Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien being in charge, the idea of hitting reset and at least starting a new direction is going to be refreshing. It is going to be refreshing. It would be more refreshing if you had the first and second round pick, but you know you don't. So next year you will. Provided somebody doesn't do something crazy. What if Jack Easterby on the way out, just like presidential pardons, just fires off a bunch of draft picks to other teams?
Oh, what? Stop talking.
I want to trade the next 2 years. We want to trade for Matt Stafford, 3 first-round picks for the next 3 years. Easterby out.
No, we're not doing that. And if you want to know the truth, I mean, after hearing what Shad Khan said yesterday, and if you didn't hear, if you weren't here with us a little bit earlier in the show, Shad Khan, Adrian, I believe it was, called in and said, what about Shad Khan saying that he wants to be part of the roster moves and everything else? If you want to know the truth, I mean, Cal is Cal, right? But at least Cal knows what he doesn't know. At least Cal isn't Cal. I'm thinking Cal is going to let football people do football people things.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, he's not Jerry Jones. He doesn't want to be Shad Khan working on, you know, oh, well, I, you know what? We got who's going to be our 53rd
we
guy?
We need him just involved enough.
No, we need just him enough. Just to make this hire. And the great thing is that he's going about it the right way. He's really delving in. He's talking to the right people. He's got a bunch of football people, the Jimmy Johnsons and Tony Dungy's, and he's asking them for Andre Johnson. He's actually asking people for help. He's getting taking advice. He's going after a Joe Brady.
It's delicate balance. You don't want him doing too much,
no,
but you want him doing just enough.
Once he hires those people, he can get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And he knows that too, which is, you know, being having that self-awareness is awesome. I mean, I kind of like Cal as an owner right now. So I kind of think Cal is one of the great owners in the NFL right now.
Huh. Because who were you talking about when you said you'd rather have Gilbert do something?
Well, I mean, making roster decisions. Now,
that's disrespectful.
Okay. No, no, no.
So the man can go out and at least his process seems like one you agree with, but you still rather have the guy who can't dial us without falling asleep seconds later making roster decisions?
Roster
the
decisions.
The guy
are,
with legitimate listen, narcolepsy?
Making hires. NFL GM hires and roster decisions
okay.
are two.
Let me ask trade away picks if you're not asleep. If you're asleep, can you?
Who would you rather come ride the bike and be on the show, Gilbert or Cal?
Gilbert. Cal's not an entertainer. Like
no,
Gilbert is.
Gilbert's an entertainer. Would you rather have Gilbert doing certain?
But
things.
But you can't really have Gilbert.
Well, what do you need? What do you need?
Be your GM because an important trade discussion, he'll fall asleep in the middle of it.
Well, good. Sometimes the best trades are the ones you don't make.
Well,
never heard that?
He can wake up and go, Keon Crossan.
No, he won't be Keon Crossan. It'll be Sudinski Sports. Like, what? What do you keep talking about Sudinski Sports
well,
for?
I'm just saying.
GM,
that's all I'm saying.
GM Lou. Oh, please. Can we have GM Lou? Can Texas
no,
name
GM Gilbert
it,
Lou?
It would be a diversity hire in multiple ways. No. GM Gilbert Lou? Oh, God, we need it to happen. What are you shaking your head at,
well,
Lance?
Then, why? So you can make more Dolphins trades?
No, I don't think Gilbert. Okay. Gilbert wouldn't want to trade with Chris Greer. What? I didn't.
You're out of order. No, no.
See another
counselor.
See another
sidebar.
Thing, another thing. You wouldn't get a
approach the bench.
You wouldn't get a giant Dolphins Tunsil type trade. You know why? Chris Greer. Gilbert wouldn't trade with Chris Greer.
No. Hey, who's that coach?
And Brian Flores. Gilbert's not.
You're
trading.
Out of order. One more time, and we're going to hold you in contempt.
He would say, "Hey, he would say,
that
Chris,
guy stole my player."
Say, Chris.
Oh, no, black guy stole my picks.
Yes, that's what he would say. I was gonna say you. He would say to Chris, "You look like the guy who stole my bike," but no, that one works too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congratulations, Del.
What?
On
what?
Going so high up the charts.
What?
Going so high up on the worst person charts.
Yeah.
Let me check the market report. Oh, this is an all-time high.
I'm the worst person.
Yeah.
When John just told the world that he'd rather have Gilbert Lou be his GM, yeah, I just agreed with him.
Not GM.
Making
roster decisions.
Over Cal McNair. You'd rather have Gilbert Lou make roster decisions.
I just think that.
I don't think that makes John the worst.
Yes, it does. Making Gilbert the GM is not an awful thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No,
I'm
going to
wear my mask now because I don't need whatever you've got, Del, whatever that insidious disease of hate that you have.
How is it hateful to want one of our friends to get a great job? How is that hateful?
He doesn't feel like he's one of your friends.
Well, he doesn't want to be my friend. I want to be his friend.
Yeah, but he doesn't want anything, you know.
Well, yeah, because he thinks.
Well, he's never seen you. So.
Yeah, yes, he has. I've been at a Christmas party, and he think I take his bike.
Yeah, remember when we were at Prime Social and Gilbert rolled his bike into Prime? I don't know how he got in. Gilbert rolled his bike into Prime and then told Steve, "Go get me a Diet Coke." Yeah, the general manager, one of the GMs of the place, he said, "Give me a Diet Coke. I want a Diet Coke." He's like. Okay. And he looks at us like, is he for real? Just get him a Diet Coke. Get him a Diet Coke. You want trouble?
Yeah. No. You can have it.
Want this whole place to get busted out?
And Steve was like, this is your listener?
Just get him a Diet Coke.
No, this is our typical listener. Yeah. 844 ESPN 97.5 713 780 3776.
Time for me to tell you about my friends over at TGS Insurance, and I get to tell you about them. I'm happy because you get to save money. You get to save a lot of money. And how much money am I talking about? Well, on average, we're talking about $900 annually. That's a good savings, right? About $900 annually is what we're talking about. And it's a chance for you to really make a difference while still keeping A-rated insurance, which is the important thing. The most important thing is making sure that your home is insured properly. If there's ever wind damage, hail damage, tornado damage, flood damage, you want all that stuff taken care of. But if you go with TGS Insurance, what you're going to find is that you've been sticking with companies that have been taking advantage of you and have not been giving you competitive rates because you haven't shopped them. And if you haven't shopped them, it's honestly, it's your fault. It's not their fault. It's your fault. Shop them by texting the word money to 232323, and within 15 seconds, you'll have a firm quote on your A-rated homeowner's insurance, and you can find out exactly how much you could be saving. The savings, I've seen a savings as much as over $3,000 in a single year. Plenty of people get into the $1,000 range. It's not unusual. Make sure you text the word money to 232323 and start putting more of your money back in your pocket with TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 847 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the number. So Steve Sarkisian wanted to hire Will Muschamp as
yeah,
DC.
He wanted to bring Will back to Texas as a DC. You know, Will Muschamp, the former head coach in waiting at Texas. Will said, nah, not doing that. Allegedly, that's the report at least. I don't want to do that.
I was reading Catch yesterday, and his opinion was that the most important thing that Steve Sarkisian does right now is get a great DC, OC and DC, and some unbelievable recruiters.
He might keep Chris Ash. You know, they're paying a lot of money for Tom Herman, $15 million on the buyout. He might actually keep some position guys. Something to keep your eye on if you're the Longhorns. Coaches, so Major Applewhite's going to be going. Like, they're going to lose. They lose about anywhere from 2 to 3 coaches a year. It's unbelievable turnover. And A, they get other jobs, and B, it's just tough to work for Nick. But the standards still remain very high in terms of player development. But I think you're going to have it's going to be interesting to see if Steve Sarkisian, if any of those coaches come over with him. That's going to be really interesting to see if they're able to bring any from Alabama. So we'll see if that happens, but they may actually keep the same defensive coordinator, Chris Ash.
Well, Chris Ash already knows that they want Will Muschamp. I don't know how good he's going to feel.
Yeah, they can't, oh, well.
To get Coach Boone back?
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's not happening. Now, Barry Odom apparently is on the list as well, the Arkansas DC who did a good job for them.
Barry Odom, wow.
Yeah. So I don't know if Sarkisian has any interest in
bringing back
Chris
Ash. Isn't Barry Odom old?
I don't think so. I know he got fired by Missouri, but I don't think he's old.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, he's 44.
I'll be interested to see if Jeff Banks, how long Jeff Banks stays over there. Banks was at Texas A&M. He's the special teams coach over there.
I want to see
he's
if he keeps
a future. Jeff Banks has a future.
Yancey, their strength coach. It's not Thigpen. Yancey McKnight. I want to see if they keep their strength coach because
Texas?
Yeah, they got a guy who's considered pretty good because strength coaches are a big deal.
Strength coaches are a big deal, but a lot of coaches really want their guy.
He's already been dismissed.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
There are a lot of coaches want
that
their
happened
guy.
Yesterday.
He's got his hands on the kids more than anybody.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a really, really, really big hire for every head coach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's huge.
Huge. Huge. Because, getting your reports. Yeah. That's probably the first guy that you turn over is the strength coach because you want your guy that you trust the most
So, yeah, so far, as you mentioned, the strength coach gone. Stan Drayton, the running back coach, apparently will be back with Steve Sarkisian, but Herb Pan, the offensive line coach, out. And we'll see about Chris.
And at Texas, one
I didn't
thing,
think Herb did a very good job, honestly.
At Texas, one thing that you really don't worry about is coaches' money. I mean, that's the richest. They and A&M are the richest programs in the country.
Yeah.
You know what? You get your best guys.
Yeah. I told Major Appleby yesterday, hey, tell Sark to ask up my dad as an assistant. I don't think my dad would go over there. He'd go to a lot of school. Well, he lives in New Braunfels, but he would go. I think he'd probably consider line coach for the Texans. He thought about it previously. He's going to be working with the two tackles from Notre Dame and then Elijah Vera Tucker from USC. I think he's going to be working with this kid from Grambling too, David Moore. But you know, in pre-draft, but he still loves teaching. Like if you gave him a job at Texas where he could drive there and drive back every day if he wanted to, and all he did was he was an assistant consultant who worked on technique stuff and, you know, and pass protection stuff, I think he would still do something like that.
Especially with the money they're paying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Right now, assistant money? I don't care where. In the NFL or even college. Are you kidding
me? Oh, college is where it's at. Ridiculous. Now, he wouldn't want to have to recruit.
No. No. I ain't doing all that.
Who wants to recruit?
851, let's get Steve in here. Let's talk about Texans GM. What do you say, Steve? Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Yo, what's up?
I was calling to chime in on the Texans general manager possible interviews or hiring. What about the kid from Buffalo, Malik Boyd?
So Malik Boyd already interviewed, or he was set up to interview, and I like Malik Boyd. So that's another one that my dad said, hey, Lance, he goes, I saw where Malik Boyd is going to interview with the Texans. And I said, oh, yeah, you used to be with him at the Cardinals, right? Is he still there? He goes, no, he's at Buffalo. And he said, I liked him a lot. He goes, I didn't think much of a lot of our scouts in terms of their evaluations of offensive linemen, at least. He said, I thought Malik Boyd was really, really sharp. in terms of, he said, I always liked talking football with him. He was very, very sharp. And now Malik Boyd has been over there in Buffalo, too. So, yeah, Malik Boyd, thanks for reminding me. I've totally forgotten about that because it happened over the weekend. I think Malik Boyd is a name to keep your eye on that would be kind of under the radar from a name, you know, from a name standpoint. How do you know about Malik Boyd?
Former high school football teammate.
Oh, okay. I was going to say most people wouldn't know who Malik Boyd is, but he actually, I think he's a good name to keep your eye on. I don't know if it's going to happen right now, but it is something. He is a name to keep your eye on in the future.
Okay, yeah, we praying for him down here in Houston.
Where's Malik from?
He's from Houston, Texas.
Is he?
What high school?
Went to Smiley High School, class of 89.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Houston boy, bring him back.
Yeah.
Do we consider Alonzo a Houston guy, too? He didn't go to school here.
No.
But he started with
Canadian,
the Orleans.
Then he was
he's had a house in Quail Valley since 87 or whatever.
Right. He's a Houstonian.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there's a lot of guys I'm finding out. Do you know, I go look at every player's bio that I have to write up. I am blown away by how many players are from Houston who don't stay in state. Like, I know that's happened forever, but the amount of players who are from Texas now, not just, well, from Houston, but also Texas, like Ohio State has just been filled up with Texas.
Yeah, you do know that 5% of all college football is made up of Houstonians. That's a big number.
5%.
5% of Division I football.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a ton.
Yeah. At any time, there's 100 kids that come out of here a year. That's 500 out of 10,000 kids. I mean, we got a big number here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got a, it's unbelievable. And this is another good year, actually. And we'll see. We'll see if Sark can salvage. Here's the deal, though. Is you don't, it's not going to take you long to turn this thing around. You actually have to do it right now, though. If a kid transfers into the spring right now, he can play this year. Every kid is eligible to play this year, but he has to be enrolled in the spring. You can't do it this summer.
We're about to have a crap load of...
So Sark is coming in at a tough time. He's got to make decisions from the transfer portal right now.
Well, he's going to be... Yeah, that's his recruiting.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? I mean, immediately kids that don't want to play at Alabama or at Georgia or at Florida or at LSU, they don't want to be there anymore.
Let's play a little game.
Can come in here right now and play.
Let's play a little game. I'm going to start mentioning quarterbacks. Ready?
Because on top of that, Sark at Alabama was looking at all the – he knows all those kids because he was in on all of the recruiting. He knows the really good kids that want out of wherever, or he missed out on them and they liked him and they want to go with him to Texas. You can immediately – it's not like before where, oh, crap, we missed out on this high school class. That doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, there are a couple of decisions that have to be made to help the cause. And like Lance, you had something I guess we'll get to on the other side. The NCAA has to decide about what they call initial counters. What it means is normally you can only take 25 kids per year. So when you include recruit your full recruiting class, that could be 25, which would remove you from taking in transfers because there are going to be so many kids in the portal because this is the one time where you can get in.
Because seniors can come back too.
Seniors can come back, and then you also kids can go and play immediately. They have to decide, are they going to up the number, not the number of scholarships. Well, they're probably going to up the number of scholarships
from 85. to maybe 95,
just because to accommodate all the seniors returning and also all the kids. Where are all these transfer kids going to go if you don't up the counters? Because if you can only take 25 and you've got a 24-man recruiting class, you can only take one of them. There are a lot of kids out there who might not have a place to go unless you up the number of guys you can take per year.
Oh, there's going to be a
they
ton of
They have to change
kids.
The rule.
A ton of kids that are still in the portal that are in limbo.
Yeah, you're going to have to change the rule or these places won't have room.
All these kids that are in the portal, they're like, wait a minute, how many kids are in there? You know how many kids are in the transfer portal right now?
And more to come.
And it's ridiculous. And they're all thinking, well, I'll just transfer. There ain't nowhere to go.
And Houston just lost Keith Corbin. He entered the portal yesterday.
I saw that.
Yep.
That was one of the one Dana had red shirt.
Yeah. Yep.
Who dropped the touchdown against Tulane, I remember.
Yep.
Would have got a cover.
Yep.
And maybe they don't redshirt if they're 2-2 instead of 1-3.
Maybe. 857 ESPN 97.5. Don't go anywhere.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.